This season of Five Gems in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loss, grief, death, abuse of power, colonialism, and the consequences thereof. Content warnings for today's episode include trypophobia, implantation, bugs, bugs hatching in people, body horror, and gore. Be sure to check out each episode description to find out which content warnings are in which episode. Listener discretion is advised.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hey.
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 Welcome back. Five GMs in a Trench Coat. I'm GM Tannen. We're playing DD5E. We're going to start with Adam again because I love him.
Yo, it's me. It's Adam. I'm playing Callan. I'm having a great time. Not really. I'm super stressed out. The fog makes me nervous. That is all.
Hello, I'm Kim, and I'm playing Reen. I'm having a great time, just not in the fog. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm 2.5 horns, and I'm ready to fight these wasps.
Hey, listener. Is your dinner good? How does it taste? I don't know what it is, but I can't see. But I hope it was good and that you have leftovers. I'm Anders and I'm playing Tanner.
Is it Anders?
Ander. Fuck!
Okay.
It's Ander. Okay. It's Ander. It's Ander.
Where the fuck did we leave off? You guys are in fog. You guys had a little plan for getting through the fog because Jesus Christ. Bugs. Dude, bugs.
Bugs and there. Fog, bad combo.
They're flying around. You guys have a beacon of a tree. Tree beacon. Yeah, I mean, shit, what the fuck are y'all doing?
We throw our torch, we illuminate four of them, and then we're all taking attacks, so I take my sword out.
Go ahead.
A 23 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
And then a probably misses 11 to hit, so I hit one of them.
Yeah.
Damage?
Splat.
Okay.
Did anyone else take attacks? There was.
I would like to.
Yeah, I would.
I would. 23.
Oh yeah, easy.
Splat.
There's staff. Two more left. Half horn.
I'm gonna run. I'm reckless attack. 14.
Yeah.
All right.
Splat. So there's one.
Oh, can I take my extra attack on the other one then?
Sure, man.
16.
Yeah. You guys splat these four, right? Easy peasy, you're going that direction.
Yeah,
there's
move up. I grab my
torch
again.
I was going to ask if you wanted any of these from the ones that I killed.
If you grab them, I'll take them.
Yeah, I'll take the stingers out of the two that I got and give them to you.
Yeah. So you still hear buzzing in directions. It's like, God, it wants you to go in there. Like, it wants you to keep going. So
I feel like we don't have another option.
Do you want to just, like,
throw
four.
The torch? Yeah, we're back four, to back, yeah, so like we have no blind spot.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and then we walk in the direction.
Throw it. Check. How many do I see?
Six.
All right, I'm going to take my two attacks.
Yeah.
I hit one.
Okay, yeah. So splat, five of them left.
I'm going to take tech. 11?
No.
Okay. Dirty 20?
Oh, yeah. Splat. Dude, easy peasy. Why are you guys even scared?
There's four more.
All right. Bada bing, bada boom. Oh, 16.
Oh, yeah. Splat.
I get two attacks.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's even higher. 5, 6, 7, 8, 18.
Dude, there's only two more, dude. Honder.
I'll twin spell firebolt to try and hit two. Mm. No. But 18 hits.
18 does hit, so there is one. And since you guys are going that direction, I'd say it's going to go down at you guys.
Yeah, I'm kind of leading the packs I'm throwing.
Yeah, there. Okay. So it would go and attack you with me.
No, don't do that.
It's going to do it. Yeah. 13.
Oh, no.
There's this bug flying around you guys now in the fog.
All right, we can just count that as like the next line.
Whack, yeah,
whatever. Right, I agree.
I'm going to throw my torch.
It's getting worse. So more than six for sure. They're skittering, like, if feels like, you know, like when you turn on the light and cockroaches go skittering around, it feels like that. When you toss the thing, it's like, oh, there's some here, and they're skittering around. The buzzing's getting louder.
I have the light spell. I can just start lighting on. Ever seen this before? I'll start lighting everything on us.
Okay.
Okay.
You know?
You want to light a bunch of arrows, and I'll just send them out?
Yeah.
All right. I'm running out of arrows. I have one flaming arrow left, and I think I have 15 other arrows left.
I'll light everything you guys give me, because it's a cantrip, right? Including everything on my person, and then the arrows. Whatever arrows you want.
Tanlin, can I scatter all of my arrows if they have light on them?
Yeah.
Because they're staying away from us when we have the light on, right?
Yeah, they don't like it, yeah.
So we keep the. I hand the torch to one of you.
I'll take it.
And I'm just going to notch pretty much an arrow at a time, and I'm setting them in just different directions, just up and back down. And so I'm just covering the area in lanterns, practically.
Make my axe glow.
I will. I do that.
The first couple of arrows I'd like to test to see how much they disperse between light. So that way I can start staggering the arrows properly to light up as much as I can. Because realistically, I could shoot these arrows up to 300 feet.
Okay.
I think that's like I think it's like 340, but that's like a hard shot. Like that's when it gets difficult. But I'm not aiming at anything. I'm shooting them up and back down. So I can cover a 300 foot radius in light with about 20 arrows. However, I disperse them.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it would still be sort of difficult to see other than, like, the shadows of things moving in, you know? But it's not, like, impossible. Like,
Okay, if I'm going to do the whole thing, let's just say I do it. I do all 20 arrows. I have no arrows left. I have my sword in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
We are now surrounded in however... So how many feet per arrow is lit up?
Like, it's like 5 feet. Because I said when you had a torch, it gave you an extra 5 feet of seeing.
Yeah. What does the light cantrip say, Tanner? It just illuminates? Or?
So it says verbatim, until spell ends, the object sheds bright light in a 20-foot radius and dim light for an additional 20 feet. And it lasts for an hour.
I just wanted to check. So yeah.
We could do 10.
Okay, 10 feet?
Yeah.
So I have 20 arrows. Let's say I can probably do 4 points in each outer circle and have it just grow.
Sure. I hear that.
It disperses into 5 different. So I can do, it'll be 10, 20, 30, 50. So I can do about 50 feet out in a circle around us.
Okay.
With all of my arrows.
Right.
I feel bad with you for you wasting all of them, though. Maybe keep a couple. You know what I mean?
I mean, I can always just pick them up.
I guess that's true. That's fair. That's a fair point. Because they're just lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say as you're doing that, there's, like, pockets of bugs, like 5 or 6, like, scattering away. And when your light, like, starts hitting the floor, you're able to see, like, shadows of things on the floor from where the bugs flew away from. And I'd say it gives you that. How much of a radius did you say you were throwing?
I'm shooting them in. I'm doing it. I'm attempting to do it. I don't know how you'd want me to roll it if you want me to roll it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm attempting to do it in pretty much 10 feet by 10 feet every next layer. So I could do about 50 feet of light. Well, it would be about 60 feet of light covering 50 feet of us. If you want me to roll an attack for each.
I'm just going to make you roll 3.
Natural 20.
Okay.
A 19 and then a 15.
Yeah, so that natural 20 makes it good. Yeah, you're able to do your thing. You expend your arrows, and it gives you guys like a moment of sort of clarity. Like, okay, like
yeah. I mean, we're not getting swarmed.
Not getting swarmed.
The buzzing's 50 feet away from us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do we want to do, Teeb? Okay. So we can now see within 60 feet, a 60 foot radius of us. There's still fog beyond that 60 foot radius.
I mean, it looks like that from where you're at.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Did we get anything else from investigating the bodies? Just the eggs? Just so we saw that there's eggs?
Oh, they're trying to impregnate us?
Yeah.
Taylor, I'm going to shoot a firebolt directly up. Like straight up.
Okay.
How far, like how...
How far until you can't see it anymore?
Yeah.
I'd say it, like, disappears. It's like a... And I will say, while you guys are in this fog, you don't even know if time is passing. Like, it's like so disorienting.
First things first, we need to get our stuff. Do we know where the buildings are?
No, right?
No, actually, as you were doing that.
How close was the tree? Is the tree within the 50-foot radius, or is it a little outside of the radius?
Because you had moved up.
We were
to
moving,
this,
like,
right?
10 feet by 10 feet.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think we'd moved 30 feet max from the tree.
You can faintly, like, see that as a beacon.
That's interesting, because we only moved 30 feet, and I made a 50-foot radius. Okay, no, I think it's
no, yes.
Is it magic, and we're moving weirdly, or?
Yes, magic, and you're moving weirdly.
Okay. All right, new plan. They don't like the light, but we obviously don't have exit strategy at the moment.
Damn, is the ground where, like, is the dirt we're walking on the same, like, dirt that we were on before? You get me? Same kind of roads, you know?
Yeah. It's not, like, a path. It feels like maybe the fog is disorienting you so much that you've wandered out of the village.
Which way is north?
That way.
You always know which way is north.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, dude.
I kind of hold my katana. I'm like, whew. Once there's not light, I'm pretty sure they're going to clear out after whatever isn't lit up. When that happens, you guys see if you could find whatever's making the fog. And I'm just straight north. I'm just going to go the direction you pointed north is and full sprint until I leave the light.
I'll connect with you so I can talk to you.
Just so that way I don't have to, I mean, yeah, because it's, I'm starting to feel like we have to destroy whatever's doing it, and I feel like we're having a really bad time at trying to figure out. Does anyone else have any ideas before I sprint off into the fog?
Let's scatter.
Do you want to scatter?
2.5 horns wants to scatter.
Well, if 2.5 horns wants to come north with me, so we go in darkness, we don't get split up, we have a connection. So we can communicate at large. We're two groups, Group A and Group B.
Okay, yeah, I'd like
that. That's true,
two
yeah.
Groups.
That way you don't get split up, and at least if you always at least know you're going north.
Yeah, actually, can I hold on to 2.5 horn's shoulder and kind of like prop up on his hip? I'm like, all right, let's go.
And I start gore
north.
Rushing.
Yeah, we're going north.
Damn.
We're leaving the light.
Leaving it. Okay. As you actually... Make me a dex, you who is running.
Oh, no.
Son of a bitch.
Is a 5 enough?
Don't you have danger sense?
You do.
I do have danger sense.
What? It's a gives you advantage on it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Roll another one.
Okay, I got 19 that time.
Okay, slay. So you avoid. You were going to trip over the body of what? For a second, you think it's your companion, Ander, because it's a blue tiefling.
No.
But then...
Oh, it's just one of the kids? That's all right.
No. No. Then it, like, you blink, and you're like, oh, wait, that's someone different. And you can see a similar sort of, what is it, brand on their forehead as the one that you guys have.
Oh, so their heads don't explode.
Do I see that as well?
Yeah.
Their heads don't explode then.
I lean into you like, we might be in the right place if this guy's here.
All right.
Or he's just an unlucky, or the fog's playing tricks on us. Are you real? I stab you in the neck.
Ah! How do I know you're real? You're the one who made me go into the mist.
Oh my god.
I stab you in the neck.
So it might just be the mist. You're the one who woke me up and made me go into the mist.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as you guys leave... the light,
mm-hmm.
There are bugs.
Yep.
And they do come at you.
Yep. I'm looking for any big mass. We're just running. I don't know how many attacks we're going to incur,
yeah.
But we're just running.
I'm raging.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, 2 come at both of you.
Okay. Death by 100 needles type shit.
as you're running, so I'll just...
Question, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make attacks as they come in because I'm not running?
Yeah, you can if you so desire.
Yeah, so I'm just going to start slashing at them as they're closing in on us.
Okay.
If they're in front of me, I'm going to gore them.
Oh, yeah, because you are.
I got a 12, and then I got a nat
20. He's going to get a stinger to the head. They're going to fucking blow into your brain, Jesse.
Can I just jump up and just get out and just clear the four of them out?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I got a 12 and a nat 20. So four of them come at us, and I just do like a quick spin around and just cleave all four. And I'm just holding on. I'm like, okay, I can't do that a lot though.
I'm gonna move to you two. Okay. What are you two doing?
I suggest we go back to back. And stand and.
What are the three of them doing?
Oh yeah, we have that little motherfucker,
dude, Gareth.
Dude, Gareth.
He's freaking the fuck out, actually.
Oh, we're gonna see. Is he gonna run away and then his head's gonna blow up?
We runs in the mist, pop, like, you know.
He clears out bugs.
Yeah.
Dude, something.
Yeah, this isn't looking good.
Gareth.
I gotta get out of here.
Stay Gareth.
Alive. Dude, he wants to get out of here so
Gareth,
bad.
Gareth, just stay here.
Gareth, you gotta listen to the kid.
What are you guys doing?
Staying here, right?
Yeah, like, I suggest we just go back to back and then just stay in the light like that. I think that's the best move at the moment. And then just watch out for bugs.
Yeah.
And if bugs come down, I'll take some attack.
I will say it's strange. It feels like the fog's getting thinner for you guys. As you're just standing here and they're running in a direction. It's not gone, but it's lighter in your lungs, lighter in your mind.
Should we go in the opposite direction to see if anything gets, or to see if the fog dissipates?
I think that might be. Yeah.
Gareth, stay with us. We need to be careful.
Mm-hmm. And I still suggest we stay back to back.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are going to try and go the opposite direction of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they went that way. We're going to go south.
So you guys don't have always knowing where north is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to make you roll.
Yeah.
But we do know where the tree is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, we'll go so that we'll way use, then, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are going to go? Okay. Yeah. So as you guys go that way, it thins out and like your mind is clear again and you're like, oh, I'm here. Like time hasn't really passed. It doesn't seem like it, but you can see the village off in the distance, like maybe like 60 something feet away. Like you guys wandered out of the village somehow.
Interesting. All right.
I'm going to communicate that.
Yeah, you guys are chilling.
I'm going to tell you that. Like everything that just
happened.
Yeah, I
responded like, okay, perfect. Can you see us?
Can we see the fog?
You can see the fog.
I mean, can we see that? Okay,
into
cool.
Into the fog?
And then can we see them? As a separate thing. Okay.
I don't think you could see them, but you can see into the fog.
Okay, can you see the fog? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Get our stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest is we go get the stuff and then...
And as best you can, I want you to somehow point out the middle of the fog to us. That's up to you to figure out.
Okay. I'll think about that. I got to figure that one out, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
And we're running north, I believe.
Yeah. As you guys are going, I'm some more going to take attacks at you. I'm going to say two each.
Okay. I'm going to make my two attacks. That's not great. Natural one, and then a 19.
Natural one does not deflect any, and a 19 definitely deflects one of them.
I got one of them.
So, I got one that definitely doesn't get you. Does a 16 hit you?
It does not, no, just barely.
Okay. So you're good. I'm going to roll yours.
No, I got a 15 armor class.
I critted on one of them?
Oh.
And then that's an 8, so that one definitely doesn't hit you. Okay. So max damage, you're taking 4. It's not a lot. Plus 2 more. And
plus
yeah.
Probably about 20
so
eggs worth of damage. However
six
many
damage.
That is.
Are you rage?
Yeah, I'm rage.
Yeah, 6 damage. You only take 3. And this thing embeds its stinger into your shoulder or like the meat of your arm.
Oh.
And you feel as eggs are deposited into your arm.
I don't like that. This is the worst thing that could happen.
I'm going to cut your arm off. Don't worry.
Please, please.
I'm going to roll a d4.
Oh.
Oh, I hate
it. See how many
this.
Eggs and to see how much it affects you.
I don't want to play anymore. You
yeah.
Guys.
Can we drop out? Yo, god damn.
So there are 4 eggs in your arm.
Oh, god. I don't like this.
And
what did I say, Jesse? I told you this would happen.
Anything, any check that you do is going to be reduced by 4.
Oh, fuck me.
It's okay. Don't worry. It's fine. It's wonderful.
Oh, maybe I can birth them and I'll be their mommy.
Don't worry about it, Jesse. Three of us are going to handle things. We're going to take care of things, Jesse.
We're going to take care of you, Jesse. Don't worry.
Yeah, you can feel them. So they deposit into your arm, and it's so uncomfortable. There's something foreign inside of you. And then you can feel them start to grow inside of your arms as they start to gestate. So you have until, I think, next turn.
Unpleasant.
Until they will burst out.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ!
Dude, Jess, Adam, you got it.
I'm going to cut them out.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Or cut the whole thing off.
I don't think Jessica wants that.
Yeah.
Look, you got to do what you got to do.
I'm not gonna make you guys roll initiative for this. So I think it'll just be you guys go and then bugs go.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to attempt to carve these things, carve where I saw it, stab him, and just like get in there and take out whatever.
As he's running?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you want me to do it?
If you do survival, it'll do more damage to him than if you do like
a medicine check that I don't have. You can handle damage, right? I say, hey, how do you feel about
me? Get these out of me.
If you do a survival, you're taking an attack on his arm.
I'm doing survival.
Okay.
13.
You got it was a 13 survival.
Yeah.
So you're not sure how to do this without just taking off his arm.
My goal is to slash a big slash and then just pop them out.
Pop them out. Yeah, you could do that.
All right.
So
I'm sure that doesn't feel good.
Yeah. So he slashes your arm.
I got you. Don't worry. Oh, it's gross in here.
And bleeds the wound like a medieval man.
Medieval man.
I'm like, you know, this is teaching me, though, that if we're ever in a blizzard, I could probably survive by cutting you open. As I'm just like digging into your shoulder.
I'm not a tauntaun.
You'll be my tauntaun. Don't worry.
So that's you two. We're going to go to the other three who are out of the fog.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad this week comes from our friends over on Sequence Break.
Welcome to Sequence Break. We're a Roll20-based TTRPG group, and we have so much to show you. We've got everything from your classics with our Dungeons & Dragons series, like Lost Ascension, where our party has been mysteriously transported to a demiplane that is slowly, not so slowly, being corrupted. And must find our way out and save the people trapped here while finding out so many secrets. Then there's our JoJo's Bizarre Adventure-based series, originally starting with our funny summer game called Star Road Now, and exploding into more than we could ever have imagined. We've got so much content to enjoy. We break everything and make each other cry in the most anime sense possible. Our current JoJo series, Severed Strings, is wrapping up later this year, and we've got several more right around the corner. We even have our own system we're making called Rasp. Dive into our game with our horror ARG-inspired TTRPG, co-GM'd by Wesley and Kat, called The Daily Eclipse, and its sequel, The Brackenet Archives. There's so much more I could tell you, but I'm gonna let you dig up our hidden gems yourself on our YouTube page or in our Discord server, where you can meet us and talk to us about everything that you're enjoying on our page. So, I'll see you there, okay?
Our friends over on Sequence Break have a little bit of everything. If you like D&D 5e campaigns, they have something for that. If you like anime and are looking for a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure-based TTRPG game, definitely go check that out. And they recently put out a 10 Candles one-shot just in time for Halloween. If any of that sounds interesting, be sure to go check them out. Our next ad this week comes from our friends over on Interrogation.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Interrogation, where guidance will always find you when you need it. I am your guide, and today I'm joined by...
I am Eli.
I'm Grant Nordine.
It's Basil.
Tell us a little bit about who we're going to be talking to today.
We're going
to
be talking to Aig.
Alouette Belair.
We're going to meet Erla.
This would be a good time to actually get into the reading, and they're going to turn over the Ace of Wands. the reverse, 7 of coins. The Wheel of Fortune. Goblets and Gays presents Interrogation, where we learn about a character's story and read some cards for them to see what their past, present, or future may entail. You can find us everywhere online at Interrogate or wherever you listen to your podcast. Guides will always find you, whether you like it or not.
Be sure to check out Interrogation. It's like an interview show almost for TTRPG characters told through tarot cards. It's a really cool concept and idea. They have a few episodes out now by the time this comes out, and you might be hearing a familiar voice on there soon. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Dusty and doing one of these for my campaign one character for 5GMs. So it's a really fun explanation of what makes a character and how can that be told through tarot cards, through these big looming questions that they may have? So be sure to go check it out. Alrighty, let's get back to the episode, shall we? Back to our regularly scheduled programming. Back to the episode. Yeah,
Gareth is like, this is a lot. This is a lot. I just want to see the grass. He sits down.
Yeah, we'll go to the village and grab all of our stuff.
I'm also going to look to see, are there any signs of like this having happened before in the town? You get me? Like any like stinger marks or like burst egg, like not like shells, you get me? Mm-hmm. They're not shells, but you
but like, yeah.
The leftovers.
So, I mean, you stayed here overnight. The kids that were here were underground. They had their little underground base here, and they would come out to, like, kick it. But they wouldn't stay past dark because they know better.
I see.
I don't think you'd see stingers or anything because of that.
Okay.
But there's a chance that this has happened before over here.
That makes sense. Well, yeah, like Kim said, just grab stuff.
Yes,
just
logically.
We'll grab the stuff. Do we want to keep Gareth here?
He's going to fucking blow his head off if we leave him anywhere that's not with us.
It would just be nice to have him here if we have to go back that way.
Gareth, will you listen to us if we tell you to do something?
For your safety.
I love you guys with all my heart. And that's
I just give Ander a look.
Yeah, I get the same. Like, yeah. Okay, guy. Even my haunted ass knows that that's like not promising, you know? I sleep him. I'm just kidding. I think he should come with us. Okay, I think he dies. My opinion is that if he's ever away for more than like 5 minutes, he's a goner.
Okay.
So we had.
Yeah. So how do we?
I was thinking we head back and work on the whole we need to show them how to get out thing.
Mm-hmm.
While we walk, while we head over, jog.
Okay.
Jogging back into the fog?
No,
into the fog. To the border of the fog.
That's I'll go back to the other guys because while you guys figure out what you want to do here. Yeah! More bugs are coming at you. This time.
I keep my booty tight.
Three are coming at each of you, and
this was a bad plan.
No, it's okay. They're gonna figure it out. Oh, also, I think I messaged you. They're putting eggs. They're putting eggs in. They're putting eggs in 2.5 horn.
I'm gonna be a mommy.
Do you hear him? I'm like opening my mouth and trying to let him talk into my mouth. It's not working.
Put me on speaker.
My mouth is just open next to yours.
They're trying to make me a mommy.
Do you hear him?
Jesus.
I break the link. I'm just kidding.
We die.
My current thought is to start firing firebolts because, like, you'll see the direction they're coming from. You get me? Then you can follow that.
Well, I want to find the center of this.
Yeah, that's why he said to do the middle, because we think maybe it's in the middle, whatever is causing
Well, if it's
this.
Moving, there's a center.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Tanlin, how wide is the fog? Like, can we see the edges of it curve, you get me? What shape is the fog
or
in?
Or is it just...
Yeah, it, a wall.
Dude, it looks like a wall, dude. If you want to find the edges of it, you could start walking around it.
Because otherwise, unless we know the rough circumference, radius, you know, whatever, like, but more or less, you know
and
what
it
mean?
It is receding because they're still running.
I imagine if anyone feels so inclined to pick up my arrows, that would also be awesome.
Can we see his arrows?
Yeah, you will. You will be able to. How fast are you guys moving?
80 feet.
Oh, yeah.
So we've moved 160
feet,
actually.
Yeah, yeah. So you, yeah.
Are
I mean,
we,
you could start to
are
see.
Are we approaching a center or anything that could denote something different? Because right now it feels like we're just running in running.
Yeah, after these things come at you. Which, are you going to...
I'll take my attack.
Yeah, okay. Let's see.
Please kill them.
I'm trying. I hit that one. And then I hit that one. I'll hit all of the ones that are going at 2.5 horn.
Okay, so you'll let the three come at you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then only one is going to go to him. Luckily, they don't, and I rolled that, so, like, none of them get you.
Really?
No, yeah, none of them get you. And then I'll roll the two.
Oh, God.
I thought one. I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah.
Fuck me.
It doesn't. After they whiff it right by you, you start to feel the ground vibrating. Like, under beneath your feet.
Oh, is it underground? Because some wafts go underground, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is literally the worst.
All right. Going to the ones outside of the fog. What are you doing?
Yeah, what do we want to do?
Is it... Can we see the tree? Remember the one?
Yeah, the tree is out of the fog now, I believe.
I don't even know, dude.
Fuck, dude.
Dude.
Do you want to start looking for a curve?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll also start collecting arrows when I see.
Oh, yeah, arrows. You could totally get them, yeah. So out of it. They're out of it. But, you guys are going deeper into the woods to follow the fog as they're running and it's receding.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd say you could find sort of a curve where it starts to feel like a radius of sorts.
How big it does it feel? Like based off of that, you know what I mean? I don't need exact numbers. I'm kind of like, you know, like, is it huge or are we talking like I won't even be like, you know what I mean?
It's big, full show. What are you're trying to find the center.
More or less.
More or less, using math?
Like a rough, like, oh my God, this thing is... I want to know, is this so big that I can't even, like, shoot, like...
Fathom?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not so big that it's unfathomable. Like...
Okay.
You could follow around the edges of the fog and...
Like, could I walk the like the circumference of the fog in like an hour? If the answer's even kind of no, I don't know about this,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
You could?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sure, man. No, yeah. Yes, you can.
Okay. How do we even do this? Well, you guys already found like the fucking bottom thing, right? Did you communicate this, Adam? Guys, Adam's dead. Adam's dead.
Yeah,
you guys.
I did. I said, we found it. It's buzzing.
Right. No, I'm just kind of like, what do we do for you now? You know?
You fucking pray.
Thoughts and prayers. GLHF.
Guys, Illy. Open up the bag of holding and all the fog will go into the bag of holding.
Dude.
That's canon.
Dude, no. Kim. I get in the bag of holding, you throw me
I
into
throw
the
you
fog.
I throw you into the fog.
And
yeah,
then,
yeah, yeah.
And then.
And then we, I catch the bag.
Yeah, and then
you open
you,
the bag.
Yeah, so wait, no. You illuminate the bag, right?
Yes. Yeah,
with
so you
light before I throw
it.
Yeah. And then with the light,
yeah.
It's like a beacon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We solved it. We did it.
Ander, you, the little feeling in your head was pulling you towards something. And it's still there. And maybe you forgot about it in being a little stressed out about what the fuck was going on. But
noted.
Yeah.
Duly noted. I'm going to shoot a firebolt. I'm going to say, I'm going to start shooting firebolts. If you see one of them, let me know. And then I'm just going to start shooting firebolts. 120 feet range.
Do I see any firebolts?
120, yeah. Yeah, you see them flying. So that, are you going?
That's the direction we are in, was my point. You
okay,
get me?
I see.
So you can kind of get a, get some semblance of like distance. Because I will say, fire, shoot. Get me?
Oh, yes. Fire.
Does that make sense?
Oh.
Fire.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's clever.
Dang.
I like that. You guys are so smart.
So, again, like, it's a range of 120 feet. I don't know how much this totally helps, but, like, at least some semblance
of... We know that we're within a range of each other.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure if we turn directly back, we can make it out of the fog in a full sprint in about 12 to 15 seconds if we do a full sprint. Okay. But I think we found what we were looking for. Do you want to just beat up the ground?
Let's beat up the ground.
Fighters and barbarians, baby.
I love you guys.
Yeah, do we see anything or is it just the ground buzzing?
Are there any
the
holes?
Ground is buzzing and it's like faint. Because you're running forward.
I'm on his shoulders.
Well, yeah, you guys as a unit are running forward.
We are a unit.
Yeah, we are. I dug those fucking eggs out of you, man.
And your speed is 40, right?
Yeah.
Whatever's underground is faster than you, and it's...
Oh, it's moving.
It's moving with you guys. That's the rumbling.
I grab your shoulder, throw me as far as you can, and I'm going to jump and stab directly down onto whatever's ahead of us, because it seems like it's running from us.
All right.
And I'm going to kill this stupid fucking goddamn thing.
Right,
because I
this.
Really can't think of another way to fix the problem we have right now, and it's starting to stress me out. 2.5 horn.
Yeah, no, killing it is definitely number one. All right, I throw him.
Yeah, I jump up and like both feet into his palm.
Okay,
and I just shot put. And I just
shot
launch,
put.
I just launch off, and I have my sword up, and I'm trying to like land. Because is it making a mound as it moves?
Yeah, as you're coming up on it, yes.
I'm trying to land just directly on top of it. I'm going to use my samurai ability to give me advantage.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah. I get plus 5 to my... I get a 5 bonus to my HP, and I'm getting advantage on all the attacks I make this round.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm coming down on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's not ideal. First attack is going to be 14. Second attack...
You're on this mound that is... This... Because you... coming down
yeah.
onto it. Yeah, so like the dirt beneath you is like rubble, and mm-hmm. you're
just
trying to do
yeah.
this. Yeah.
Next attack is going to be a 19.
That does... It seems to get through uh-huh. to something.
How big does the something I'm stabbing feel?
Big for sure. Bigger than you.
Action surge.
Okay.
And just two more. Oh my goodness. This can't be happening. 12. Oh, nat 20. Find a fucking
slay.
Lead. Okay, so nat 20, I hit twice. We're doing max damage. Well, you know what? I think if I hit it, I can ride it. I'm just going to hit
it. You are
it.
On the mound of dirt.
And my sword's going to be inside
of
it.
Yeah, your sword is inside of it.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Okay, I'm going to stab it twice, and I crit once. So I'll roll my non-crit first. So 8 for the first attack.
8 damage? Okay.
Ooh, beautiful. 25 for the crit.
Sexy. Okay.
And then I message you guys. I'm fucking riding it like the Dune Worm. I am Paul Madib Adraides, Duke of Arrakis.
Forehead offer, you know?
We'll say when you make these hits, the bugs that are swarming around focus onto you. So, 4 of them are gonna come at you.
I just have my sword in
and
it,
your
so
sword is
yeah.
dug in.
Ah! Screaming and crying and shitting a little bit.
I'll be okay, guys. Don't worry. I've built different.
Good lord. Oh, I critted on one of them. The other ones don't hit. Yeah, so one is gonna get in there. And... Because you're wearing armor. I say it like...
Leather armor.
Yeah, it just slips in.
Son of a... In my ribs.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
my arm. I don't know. Where does it hit me, Talon?
So you're going to take 2 damage. 2.
It critted.
Oh, yes.
So max damage. So I take six.
Six damage. Apologies.
Do I get six eggs?
I roll five.
Oh, okay.
Two eggs.
Oh. Where?
Sorry, minus two on everything?
And, yes. No. Yes. And like it likes two eyes, I guess.
Where?
So I'd say it, like, as you're riding this thing, it, like, slips in under the plate on, like, your backside.
Fuck. Ah! You're gonna have to cut me in half, 2.5 horns!
Yeah.
Okay, I'll kill you, it's fine.
And it
Wait.
gets in there. You always know which way is north.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's that. We're gonna go to these two. These three, I guess. What are you doing?
What you want to do, bud?
I feel like one of us should stay out because we need somebody with supplies who can guide everybody else out, need be. You get me? I don't know which one of us that is would be best for that. That's my feel. What do you think, Kim?
That's fair. I think you might be the better shot staying outside because you have range and I do not.
Yeah.
And I can go help.
Okay, that's fine. I just feel bad, but I'll light your one of your things.
Light my staff.
Yeah, I'll light your staff, and then be like, "All right, good luck."
Yeah.
Let me know if you need anything. I can't connect with both of you, or else I would. I'm gonna keep connected with.
No,
him.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out.
Well, no, connect with the person who doesn't have someone with them.
Yeah, that's true. But then if she needs to find you guys, and I figure I can help guide her. But you're busy. Do me a favor. Hold on. I'm gonna shoot. Tell me if this nearly hits you, and then I'm going to shoot, and then I'm going to shoot until you get one close to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot until I get one close to Adam. Does that make sense?
You want us to roll for, like, our cooperation?
Yeah. Attack roll, and then...
Perception?
Perception to see it.
13.
You're shooting a lot, right?
Yeah. I'm shooting and then asking, you see that? And then shoot.
You're on top of this fucking thing.
Okay.
You're dug into it.
2.5 more. Do you see any fire?
I got a 19.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, fire over there.
Okay, oh, hold on. Go left. Shoot west.
Yeah.
And then we get it. Yeah, we...
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to shoot one in the exact same place. Go straight that way.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I was like, she can almost keep pace with it.
No, speed-wise, actually.
That's yeah, because she can move 80 around.
I could do that, and if I really want to, I can just flurry, or step of the wind, and...
She can keep pace with your firebolt.
That's kind of crazy.
Actually, what if we do that?
Yeah.
You
no,
shoot
yeah,
one,
yeah.
I will do that, and then I'll also bonus action dash.
Sorry, because I realized that I was like, oh, like, monks are super fucking fast, and it can move 120 feet in a turn, right? It shoots 120 feet. She can move 80 feet, but she dashes.
Yeah.
100.
I'll use a key point to also step of the wind.
Is that 120?
Because that's a dash action as a bonus action.
So 100. So she 120 feet in a turn. So she is as fast as your range spell. That's cool. I can't imagine what that looks like on your end.
10 feet a second. That's nuts.
Kim, what do you look like when you're doing all of this? Because this is kind of
like
sick.
I like to think I'm in my element because this is. Darkness.
Like
this is like shadow, pretty much. This is what I live in.
Do you get that like the like athlete Deadeye, where like
yeah,
they're just so
sure.
in the zone that like they're just glazed over and they're just moving on pure muscle, like
for sure.
That's
fucking
insane.
Yeah. So I just like get in like position. I'm like, just tell me when to go. And
anyway, so yeah, that, I mean,
get into where you're going.
I'm staying out.
You're staying outside.
There, she's going. She's following my farm.
Yeah.
Literally that turn, she gets there. She gets to us in 6 seconds.
You guys don't have a torch? Or do you still have a torch?
No, I left it with you.
No, but my staff is on.
Okay.
He casts light on my staff.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Slay. I think, because the thing is still moving.
Right, but so is 2.5 horn. So she's with 2.5 horn. They're a little bit behind the creature.
Okay.
They can each move 40 feet. Well, 80 feet a turn. If she blitzes, she can move more.
All right. No, yeah. Yeah, you guys are all coming up on each other. You can probably see each other's, like, sort of shadow. Hear each other fucking, like, where are we?
You just hear me screaming.
Yeah. As you guys start to, like, come up on each other, this thing bursts out of the ground.
I'm on it.
And as it bursts, the bog sort of dissipates with the rubble. And it lets out this, like... disgusting, loud, wet hiss. Oh, yeah. It's like this It's 12 feet long. As it's rearing up, it's 8 feet tall. And it's this centipede creature with two mantis-like claws. Its exoskeleton is like oily, purpley black. It has like pores on its body. Ew. Filled with like pustules of eggs. And as it's rearing up, you can see its like fleshy, gross, like wine red underbelly that distends out. with like, it's gross.
Writhing?
Yeah, it's like writhing. Ugh. There's veins and like, it looks like it's glowing from the inside where it's distended. And as it does that, bugs shoot out from its body. Smoke comes out of those pores as well, or fog. You're on it.
Yeah.
Actually, make a strength or a, yeah.
Can I do acrobatics?
If you want to do an acrobatics, you can. Just to stay on it. Or to get off.
So I could do a flippy. I get 17.
Yeah. Okay. You're able to dismount.
Oh no, I want to stay on it.
Oh, you want to stay on it? Yeah. Okay. So you're able to keep footing. I need a strength for you to hold on because it's rearing.
I'm not good at strength. Oh, it doesn't matter. I rolled really well. 18.
Oh, slay. Yeah. You hunger down, dude.
Yeah!
Listen, Al Gaib.
I am Listen, Al Gaib. Guys, I think we can tame it.
Yeah. That's where we're going to end it.
Oh, man. Having our heads explode doesn't sound so bad right now.
Honestly, I'm super like, actually, let's just quit. anyways, thanks for listening. This is 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Yeah. Kim, take us home.
Oh, God. If you like listening to this episode, you can like, follow, share. We love that sort of thing. And if you want to see more from us, you can follow us on our socials at 5GemsOfficial on Twitter/X and Blue Sky, and at 5Gems in a Trench Coat everywhere else. You can also check out our website, 5GemsInATrenchCoat.com. We got a lot of cool stuff on there. And yeah, if you'd like to support us further, we have a Ko-Fi.com/5GemsInATrenchCoat. We drink a lot of energy drinks. We have long recording days. And yeah, we just appreciate your support.
Yeah, and then if you like what we're doing over here, you can go check us out at another site, at whatever you want to call it, at Advanced Armory. Most of us work over there. We make 5G, our 5E supplemental content. Tanlin, what do you do for us?
Hi, yes, I do art. Gremlin Frog Art on both Instagram and Twitter. FROGGART. Tanner.
I do a thing on Substack. It's called A Key to Other Worlds. I write about like narrative immersion stuff. It's really stupid and nerdy and dumb. And if you like it, though, you should come check it out. Tannerbot says to come check it out.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello, hello. Thanks for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media, 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, at 5GMs Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thank you, and catch you in the next episode.